Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, July 7th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. The president of Haiti, Jovenel Moïse, has been assassinated at his home. Moïse's wife is said to have been injured during a deadly raid on the presidential quarters in the dead of night. A statement from Haiti's interim prime minister said the attack took place in the early hours of Wednesday morning. Earlier this year, Haiti was rocked by mass anti-government protests, with thousands of people taking to the streets in February to question the legitimacy of Moïse's presidency. Haiti's opposition argued that his 5-year term should have ended this year, but he insisted he had one more year to serve. There were supposed to have been elections held in 2018, but Moïse had been ruling by decree and declaring that there was too much instability to hold free and fair elections. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has won the Democratic primary for New York City mayor. With nearly all the absentee ballots finally counted, Adams, a former police officer who would be the city's second Black mayor, bested former sanitation commissioner Catherine Garcia by about 1 percentage point. However, the vote is not yet certified, and Garcia and police reformer Maya Wiley, who finished third, have yet to concede. This was New York City's first major primary to use a ranked choice voting system, in which voters could order their top 5 choices. Adams will face Republican Curtis Sliwa in November's general election. Just 3 weeks after Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene visited the Holocaust Museum and claimed she had finally learned at the age of 47 that there is, quote, nothing comparable to the genocide of 6 million Jewish people, now the Georgia Republican has, once again, invoked Nazi Germany to complain about COVID-19 vaccination policy in the U.S. In response to President Biden urging a door-to-door vaccination campaign, Greene tweeted on Tuesday, quote, Biden pushing a vaccine that is not FDA approved shows COVID is a political tool used to control people. People have a choice. They don't need your medical brown shirt showing up at their door ordering vaccinations. You cannot force people to be part of the human experiment. First of all, the brown shirt she's referring to were the paramilitary group that facilitated Adolf Hitler's initial rise to power in the lead up to World War II. Second, brown shirts are nowhere near similar to vaccinations being more accessible if people want them. The Pentagon announced Tuesday that it will keep troops at the U.S.-Mexico border to assist Customs and Border Protection agents. Federal troops, primarily National Guardsmen, have been stationed at the border for 3 years now at a cost of $840 million to the Defense Department. The request to keep 3,000 troops at the border has reportedly been approved through the end of September 2022. Former President Donald Trump first sent National Guardsmen to the border in 2018. Chris Brown's former housekeeper reportedly says she was savagely attacked by one of his dogs and that he tried to hide the attack once first responders showed up. Now the singer is being sued by the former housekeeper, who says she was forced to undergo major surgery after the attack last December. She also alleges that Brown did nothing to help her during the attack at his home outside Los Angeles, even though he was home while she screamed in terror. When first responders arrived at the bloody scene, she alleges Brown had members of his team take the dogs and flee, apparently trying to cover up what had happened. Later, she said he told authorities he had no idea what had happened or where the dogs were. The dog ended up being euthanized weeks later after being deemed dangerous by authorities in Northern California. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.